करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
Amrit, no, your name is? You're not allowed to.
In no, what? Samantha has to stay.
She is
allowed. Let's chant verses 6 to 10.
Yes.
Chapter 6. Verse 6 to 10. Chapter 6.
बन्धुरात्मात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनाजितः येनात्मैवात्मनाजितः अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वे वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत् वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत् बन्धुरात्मात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनाजितः अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वे वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत् जितात्मनप्रशान्तस्य परमात्मा समाहितः परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु तथामानापमानयोः जितात्मनप्रशान्तस्य परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु तथामानापमानयोः ज्ञानविज्ञानतृप्तात्मा हूटस्थो विजितेन्द्रियः हूटस्थो विजितेन्द्रियः युक्त इत्युच्यते योगी युक्त इत्युच्यते योगी समलोष्टाश्मकाञ्चनः ज्ञानविज्ञानतृप्तात्मा हूटस्थो विजितेन्द्रियः युक्त इत्युच्यते योगी समलोष्टाश्मकाञ्चनः सुहृन्मित्रायुधासीनः सुहृन्मित्रायुधासीनः मध्यस्तद्वेष्यबन्धुषु मध्यस्तद्वेष्यबन्धुषु साधुष्वपि च पापेषु साधुष्वपि च पापेषु समबुद्धिर्विशिष्यते सुहृन्मित्रायुधासीनः मध्यस्तद्वेष्यबन्धुषु साधुष्वपि च पापेषु समबुद्धिर्विशिष्यते योगी युञ्जीत सततम् योगी युञ्जीत सततम् आत्मानं रहसि स्थितः आत्मानं रहसि स्थितः एकाकीयतचित्तात्मा निराशीरपरिग्रहः योगी युञ्जीत सततम् आत्मानं रहसि स्थितः एकाकीयतचित्तात्मा निराशीरपरिग्रहः।
The beginning of this chapter entitled as Dhyana Yoga, Lord Krishna is giving the preparations to meditation. So he talks about Karma Yoga in the first verse. He there said one can be in Grahastha Ashrama and yet be a sannyasi spirit. And there may be somebody in the Sannyasa Ashrama, but within that ashrama he may be terribly involved, even though he is in upper ropes, Supriya Samsari. Then he said, for a seeker who has mastered the yoga, who wishes to master yoga, then for such a person, what is said to be the means? Action is said to be the karma, is said to be the means, karma yoga. To master yourself, to come to that level of balance of mind. Till then, one has to continue in the spirit of karma yoga in the world. Then, once you have mastered the yoga, then quietude is the means. Right? In other words, to the extent you are extroverted, to that extent you can't get into subtler practices of spirituality. So you first become introverted. Then you can get into quietude and all that. How do you know whether you have reached that level so that you can plunge into quietude full time? In fourth verse it says that a man is not attached either to sense objects or actions and has renounced all sankalpas, then he is said to be established in yoga. So we said all our actions are for what reason? To our wealth, to fulfill the desires of our senses. So therefore he says one is detached from senses as well as from actions. Then one doesn't have any sankalpa that I will do it, I will achieve it, that I have to be totally renounced. Then one can be said as having achieved the state of mastery over yoga. Such a person can relax because he has now come to a stage where he is ready to be contented with what he has. And when a person is contented with what he has, what does that mean? It means he is automatically grateful for everything that has been provided to him from the time he is born. And when he is grateful, he is conducting himself in life as giving thankfulness back to the person who has given him everything. Right? In life, if your focus is upon what you do not have, you will be constantly complaining. You are not functioning with thankfulness. Here the person is functioning with thankfulness, then whatever comes as a result of his actions, he has matured enough to accept. And therefore, he is not having any sankalpa. I want to get it, I have to work for it, I will do this, I will do it. Nothing. He functions as a spoke in the wheel of life. As a representative or ambassador of the Paramatma, continues doing his activities. He will not become lazy. He will continue doing his activities. But he will not be interfering in the action. I am the poor attitude will not be there. And whatever comes as a result of his action, he accepts it with maturity. Then you can say a person is established in yoga. Then for him quietude becomes the means. Now, to achieve this state, whose help shall we take? In verse number 5, Lord Krishna says, you have to lift yourself by
yourself.
Remember, gurus, scriptures, everything, including these classes, can all play the role of inspiration, which is only 1%. The balance is all 99% perspiration. You are a right? 1% of inspiration combining with 99% of perspiration will lead you to success. Now you do not want to put in any effort. Nothing will happen just by that 1% of inspiration. So he says, Udare Atmanatmanam. Let man lift himself by himself. And then he says, let him not lower himself by himself. This choice is given only to the human being. This freedom is only given to the human being. Swami Ramakrishna beautifully analyzes. He says, there is in this world, you see, different kingdoms. Namely, mineral kingdom, vegetable kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom. If you analyze this world, you find that there is minerals, vegetables, animals, humans. Mineral kingdom, does it have life? Minal Pino.
So Minal don't have.
No. You come to vegetable kingdom, does it have life?
Yes, and vegetables have life.
Does it have emotions, plants?
They say
if
you talk to
them,
they talk to them.
For all practical purposes, they say plant kingdom does not have mind. But they also have a mind which is rudimentary though. My science says they react to certain music. If you grow plants at home, then people are around. The plants are reacting to the emotions. It does tell about their growth, etc. Right? So science says plants do have mind, but it is rudimentary. It's not as much as animals or we have. Then you can come to animal kingdom. Animal kingdom only have life and body. Vegetable kingdom has life and body. Mineral kingdom has only the body, the form, doesn't have life. Then come to animal kingdom, life, body, mind. Do they have intellect? Animals?
Yeah. Some.
Again?
Some.
Again? Animals have rudimentary intellect. They can discriminate between a stranger and the master, a male and a female, etc. But they do not have the same kind of intellect that a human being has. Now when you come to human being has
body,
life, mind, intellect.
Choice.
Intellect, with intellect he gets choice. The freedom. What is that? Your mind, Ramsita says, very interestingly when you analyze human kingdom, there are some human beings mineral-like. Right? No reaction. You crack a joke in the club for straight face. Quote something from Bhagavad Gita, either or other, everywhere, straight face. You wonder whether they have emotions. Are they rocks? Are they just wood? What are they? Some people are mineral like. Some people are vegetable like. Vegetable kingdom, plant kingdom, if there is a lake or river flowing about 50 meters away from it, it can't help itself from the river. It is dependent. So when you become extremely dependent, then you are the form of a human being, but you are more of a mineral or a vegetable. Right? Then there is another category which many of us will fit into, which is animal kingdom. Animal life. Some of us are the human form, but we are more like
animals.
Right? Rarely you find a person who is in the human form behaving like a human being. And of them also, rarely you find a person who rises to the level of Godman, who has the potential to. And potential, all of us do have that. Right? But you find some of us remaining at the level of middle level, vegetable level, animal level, seldom we go to the level of human beings. Very, very rare you find a person who has used his potential and has lifted himself to that highest perfection of God consciousness or reaching his original state called self-realization, whatever. So here Lord Krishna says, when you are born with a potential, but you need to unravel that potential. For that you need to work
on yourself.
If you don't work, what happens is, naturally, you will start falling down. Right? Animals are completely governed by the principle of heredity. Human beings alone
not necessarily governed by the principle of heredity, but also by what? Education and adaptability. Intellect, because intellect is there. Heredity has a certain effect in the human being, but beyond heredity, he needs to go through education, he needs to develop. What education should do to him or her, it should bring about self-control, self-sufficiency, self-esteem, it should build self-confidence. Then you can say the person is educated. The difference between us and somebody who ended up in jail is what? They crossed the Lakshman Rekha. They have not crossed. We can't necessarily say we did not have those same negative thoughts in us. Isn't it? You could have had the same negative thoughts. But they lacked self-control and they crossed the Lakshman Rekha. You did not cross the Lakshman Rekha, maybe because you had self-control or you had fear of the punishments. Whatever it is, ideally it should have been self-control. Then we can say you are an educated person. That's the ability to earn your living through certain intelligence that you have gained through education alone cannot be called as the goal of education. Isn't it? Human being alone has the potential to practice that self-control. So therefore, he says, let him not lower himself. We also keep on saying in our classes, if you lose awareness for a fraction of a second, then you do something wrong. Then when the awareness comes back, then what do you say? I wish I did do it. Right? So that fraction of a second, how did you behave? Animal. You, for a fraction of a second, a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, treated somebody as something, not as somebody. Are you with me? The somebody is a being, not something. But in relationships, we find that beings are treated as things. When you start treating people as things, then how are you behaving? You are lowering yourself. Are you with me? So therefore, in the scriptures, they said, avoid alcohol because it has a tendency to what? Cloud your awareness. Are you seeing? But if you were filled with God thoughts, thoughts of something divine, if you had alcohol and even if you lost awareness, your thoughts are all divine. But if in your thoughts are all kachada is there, garbage is there, then when your awareness goes, you are going to function like that. So it is not the direct cause and effect. If you have alcohol, you will behave like that. But yet, the danger that alcohol does is, it curbs your awareness. Isn't it? That is one of the primary reasons why, if at all the scriptures said no to alcohol, that's the only or one of the primary reasons. So therefore, if we don't make ourselves alert and maintain awareness, we fall. So therefore he says, let him not lower himself. You say, life is defined by what? Mainly two things. Correct? When you say this is very lively, means there is a lot of awareness, a lot of consciousness, Vahabha. Isn't it? And Dusra Cheez is a lot of energy, vibrant. You say, Mumbai has life, New York has life. What do you mean by that? A lot of energy, vibrant. real me. So when you see somebody, you see them alert and aware, and they are energetic, when you say there is life in that person. But if that awareness is lacking, that energy is lacking, then you say he is existing, but life seems to be missing in his life. Life seems to be missing in his or her life. How is life pulling on? Some people say, according to me, they're honest. They're not saying fine, just for the sake of saying fine. Say, pulling on. Somehow it's going on. So you find not much awareness, not much energy. So we say Vedanta puts life into your life by making you become more aware, and as a result of that awareness you become more energetic, dynamic, not lazy and lethargic. So he says, his self alone is his friend. His self alone is his friend. First and foremost, there is no enemy other than you to yourself. There is no friend other than you to yourself. And if you are not a friend to yourself, how can you be friend to anybody else? Isn't it? When the problem is somebody else's, we are all giving fantastic advice. When we are in trouble, then what happens? So what does that mean? That means I am not a friend to myself. When I am not a friend to myself, what kind of friend I could be for anybody else? I have not achieved independence in my own life. If there is a choice that you need to make between your own likes and dislikes, are you able to function independent of your likes and dislikes? Then how can we call ourselves human beings? You see, what is this freedom that Vedanta talks about? Liberation, freedom, moksha, all big words we use. What is this freedom that we are talking about? The freedom, the ability to function independent of the dictates of your mind, which is like the business. Independent of the dictates of your senses. When a powerful desire comes from within, are you able to function independent of it? This is not the question to ask. Do you understand that? What am I trying to explain? Can you give one example? What is functioning independent of life? I want to know whether people are listening to me sometimes.
We are listening.
Anyway, so what do you think is, because this is an important point, what do you think is functioning independent of your likes and dislikes? What does it mean?
Functioning independent of your
likes and dislikes. Of your sensual compulsion.
If you have it, if you have any habit which where your mind keeps going to. It shows you this control.
Give one example for it.
For example, alcohol, you go to parties, you normally just out of habit pick up a glass of wine and then it continues to another second one. And then, so that is a habit which you have formed over the period of time. So then you can use your mind whether you want to have
the I'll go along with the same example, a little bit, put a little more kachi masala to it. To make it a little
Make it more clear.
Exactly. Let's say even you are in the habit of having a glass of alcohol every weekend when you have some party get together, something like that. But there is a situation where the next day morning you have to attend a very important meeting in your office. Early morning. But your habit is what? Every weekend you are attending parties. I have a glass of alcohol or two glasses, whatever. Now, that particular week, also your mind is saying, just go for this party. Let's have this. Are you with me? But you know that there is an important meeting next day morning. And you know that if you have this and if you spend late night, you're not going to be fresh in the meeting in the morning. So therefore, you take a call, conscious call, either not to go for the party, or even if you go, you are not having these things because you have to get back home and go to sleep, etc. Because you know that alcohol may help in you going to sleep, but alcohol does not help you in having a quality sleep. And a quality sleep is necessary for you to be alert in the meeting, which is important. Not just for your life, but for your organization, etc. Then, do you have the capacity to function independent of that pull or push? Pull by the environment, push by your mind. Then only you can say you have control. Then only you can say you are a friend to yourself. Then only you can be a friend to anybody else. If you yourself are dependent on many factors, what kind of service you can do to people to make them independent? So therefore, Vedanta says, firstly, make yourself self-sufficient, independent. So the same concept he elaborates a little further in the next verse.
बंधुरात्मात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनाशितः अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वे वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत् बंधुरात्मात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनाशितः अनात्मनस्तु शत्रु
For him who has conquered his self, the self is his friend. For him who has not conquered his self, the self verily becomes hostile like a foe, like an enemy. What he is saying is, he is adding one more here. The previous verse he said, you should become a friend of yourself, you should not be an enemy of yourself. Now who is a friend of yourself? How will you become friend of yourself? He says, by gaining charge of what?
Of your senses.
Bantur atmatmanastasya yenatmai vatmana jitaha. तो मन की शक्ति देना मन विजय करे दूसरों को जय से पहले खुद को जय करे यू अंडरस्टैंड सो द पॉइंट इज खुद को जय करे खुद क्या है मेरा सेंसेस If you do not have control over your senses, you are not a friend of by either suppressing your senses or by indulging in your senses, you are unfortunately allowing your energy to roam around at the sense level itself. It's like you go to somebody's house. Every day you go and you stand, admire the gate of the fellow's house and have conversation with the watchman for hours together and get back without going in, experiencing the beauty of the house, experiencing the comfort level, the emotional thing that they give in the house, not meeting people and interacting with them and experiencing the intellectual delight, nothing. Just going, admiring the beauty of the gate and the gatekeeper. I'm going on, that's all. Means what? You do not know there is life deeper than your senses. You are somebody who are not helping yourself to go deep inside and draw greater joy. Are you with me? When there is a garden and there is a lot of fragrance coming from the beautiful flowers growing in the garden, somebody admires the fragrance. Somebody gets closer to the flowers, admires them, not just the fragrance, but seeing them also. But a bee not just experiences the fragrance, not just experiences the beauty, but goes and drinks the honey from the flower. Similarly, we are not at all going deep enough. We are all stuck at the level of senses. Both the guys who are indulging in the senses and those who have suppressed the senses, their energy is stuck at the level of
senses.
So he is like an enemy to himself. When he has the potential to go deeper and draw the nectar from the brain, he's stuck at the level of senses. He has no control over the senses. Senses are dominating him or her rather than him dominating the senses. So what do you mean by the previous verse? He said you should be your own friend and not become an enemy. What is that? How do you become your own friend? When you take charge of your senses. What does he mean by that? How does your awareness get lost? Through your
senses.
Because senses are the doors, windows through which world gets into you and you get out of yourself. Isn't it? You have this sense called eyes. And through the eyes, color and form comes in. And then what happens? Our dear delights are often such, exposed to view, but not to touch. The sight our foolish heart inflames, we long for pineapples and grapes. With hopeless wish one looks and lingers, one breaks the glass and cuts his fingers, but they who fruit and wisdom lead can gather honey from it. Beautiful poem called The Pineapple and the Bee. What happens when you see something? The sight of our foolish heart inflames, they get involved. And then what was that? You are lost. You went to see. Vishwamitra's story, what is he talking about? Vishwamitra went to do tapas. And as per the stories in the Purana, and anybody does tapasya, Indra gets fidgety because his seat is under threat. Panchalovya, abhi naya election aane wali, that's what it is. So he gets agitated. So he sends, he has few damsels to send. So he sends Kamba, Ugoshi, Tilotama, one of them he sends, Menaka he sent. And when she came and danced, what happened to Vishwamitra as per the story? Says Vishwamitra,
he
has lost his awareness. Right? Has lost his awareness. The sight of a foolish heart inflames, we lose our awareness. We long for pineapple and friends. Thereafter you wonder, is this person who is behaving like this? All the stories are talking about that only. It's not just Mahabharata, even today. Wherever you have a weakness, whatever that might be, right? In the Viveka Sudamani, Adi Shankara says, Kuranga Matanga Patanga Meenam Rungamara Panja Parinjinat. He gives example of different species, each one having weakness for one sense. And because of that, one weakness, they get destroyed. Bee has weakness for smell. It goes to a flower, sits on it, and certain petals of the flower closes and they perish. Moth has weakness for sight. It enters the candle flame, perishes. Deer has weakness for sound. So the hunters beat the drum and the deer come, they shoot it. she shares weakness for tongue, gets caught by the bait. Right? Elephant has weakness for touch, so during mating season, they're looking for the opposite sex, so they dig a big pit and cover it with grass, and they get caught in it. So he gives example of various species. One weakness, they fall. First one weakness, they fall. And finally, Adi Shankara says, poor human being has weakness for all the five.
So
what happens to him? Nara Panja Garanjidakit. So in other words, how are you losing your awareness? What is happening? You see, especially most of the Bollywood movies, if you see, trend is first the heroine will be disliking the hero. Useless fellow, horrible looking, AO, all the things. Right? Then what happens afterwards? Slowly going on looking at the same fellow. Right? Then what has happened? Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangate Shupajayate. You remember that verse? Don't forget. Which verse is this? Verse number 62, 63, chapter 2. I have quoted this million times. 62, 63. Dhyayato Vishayam Pumsaha Sangaste Shupajayate.
No, this one.
So jayato vishayan pumsaha sangate shubhajayate. What is he saying there? By man using over the sense object, mind develops sangha attachment. Go to a party, you meet somebody. Next week you meet the same person in the party. Next to next week you meet the same person in the party. Then all of you are back to their respective houses. Then what happened? He is or she is sitting in your mind. Occupying your mind. Now what happened? Sangha attachment shuru hoga. Dhyayato vishayam pumsaha sangateshu upajayate.
Even mind is stuck.
Ravana heard the beauty of Sita, Mother Sita, from Surpanakha. What happened to him? But one of the, if you think of Ravana, he is one of the best
characters.
He was too good in playing Veena.
Veena.
He was amazing Veena player. He was well versed in Veda. He chanted the entire Sama Veda and got the boon from Lord Shiva. He had tremendous power. Indra is the Shiva. If you mention the name of Ravana, Indra is the Shiva. That sort of power. Everything he had. Lankeshwara. Everything, name everything he had. What happened to him? All that happened was,
he heard about her.
Senses ke dwara information aa gaya.
So that was the only wicked thing he did in his whole entire life, and it was his marriage. But for that, not a good person. No, for that he did all the others, what followed after that.
What Vedanta, what the stories are trying to tell us is, it is not that only wicked thing.
Only?
Wicked thing. Every now and then a person is losing awareness and their habit starts. There comes a time when you don't see it as loss of awareness and habit, you start seeing it as the right thing only. Everybody jumps the signal. Over a period of time, the guilt also will not be there. It will kind of become normal. In fact, what will become abnormal is waiting for the signal to turn from red to green. In fact, you see this happening sometimes on the Delhi streets. You will be waiting for the signal to turn green. Fellows coming behind and honking as if you are committing a mistake.
Many
times. Crying. Look at them, something in Hindi. And then they go. As if, I don't know what, maybe they think Pagal or what they think, I don't know. So the point is, this is what happens. So it's not as if that is the time he did a crime. You keep on losing awareness. Then it comes to a point where you need to be facing such a consequence in life. Isn't it? This is what he is trying to tell you. So what I'm connecting these two here is, therefore, you must have control over your senses. Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, you could have conquered many battles, many people, but as long as you have not conquered your self, you are a useless CEO. It doesn't matter. You may be CEO of a great organization, great company, this and that, 20,000 people may be working under you. But if you are not the boss of your senses, you are not a friend of yourself. Yourself becomes like an enemy. It starts functioning like an enemy. Isn't it? You see, a person who is not addicted to any senses, the example of alcohol or drugs or whatever, how does he function? You remember the definition Bernard Shaw gives for cigarette, na? You remember that? How does George Bernard Shaw define cigarette? little tobacco, rolled in a piece of paper, fire on it, and a fool at the other. You are lighting yourself. It's like setting yourself on fire. But so much of ego and so much of, as if you conquered some climb Himalaya, I don't know what it is. Right? Isn't that what? But what are you actually doing? It's like performing sati for yourself. Isn't it? It's like that. You light the fire and then you are entering into it. It's like that. But you can see the tremendous amount of satisfaction, ego, everything is that awareness is lost. That's what he is saying here. So are you not functioning like an enemy? Because the enemy is out there to destroy you. But what are you doing to yourself? When the awareness is lost, you are functioning like an enemy to yourself. Because you are not consciously, you can never be an enemy to yourself consciously. Therefore he slips in the word like an enemy. Very, very interesting. So when are you friend to yourself? Only when you control your senses. So you don't forget about everything else. First start at the sense level. That is why in all religions, they have some upvas, some homavratam, yevo, basically to bring about that awareness. Isn't it? To be able to make your senses listen to you, so that you become the master. Then the senses initially will be bothering you a lot, but slowly, slowly, senses will start listening to you. It will not lag in state. It's a beautiful verse. He says, such a person alone is his friend. Otherwise, he is functioning like an so remember the bhajan of the time. Pusuro ko jaise pehle, khud ko jaise. Khud is senses and the mind. Deeply when you say senses, it is your mind. You are not your eyesight, the physical eyes is only the wallet. It's really going and registering inside. Isn't it? Therefore if you see sense, when you say senses, really speaking, your mind is your sense, deep inside. So therefore, conquering your mind, you are your friend. Conquering Your mind, you are your friend. If you don't control your mind, you cannot help. That's all he said. So the next verse is going to say, now if you conquer your mind, what will happen? Next verse.
जितात्मनप्रशान्तस्य परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु तथामानापमानयोः जितात्मनप्रशान्तस्य परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु तथामानापमानयोः जितात्मन् हू जितात्मन् वन् हू कान्कर्ड् हिज् सेल्फ् जितात्मन प्रशान्तस्य What happened to him? He becomes peaceful. Shanti bhojai. You will find peace and happiness in your life only when you have control over your mind. You may think my peace is disturbed by my wife, by my husband, by my children, by my servant, by my employees, by my employer. Nobody can destroy your peace except your mind. So we're saying here, Jitatmana Prashantasya. Mahatma Gandhi says, any fool can find shanti in shanti. Calm, composed, serene environment. You are very peaceful. Right? Lots of problems going on. Inside is so much of trouble. Because environment is having a lot of trouble. Who is a great human being? Even in an environment where there is a lot of chaos, inside is cool like a cucumber. Outside is dealing with everything. But inside, cool. जितात्मन प्रशांत टुमारो इज गोइंग टू बी कॉरोनेटेड टू बी द नेक्स्ट किंग प्रीवियस नाइट कैकेयी टेल्स अस यू हैव टू गो टू फॉरेस्ट व्हाट डिड ही से हैप्पीली आई विल डू व्हाट एवर यू से आपका आज्ञा एंड ही डिड इट चीयरफुली यू अंडरस्टैंड इन अदर वर्ड दैट मीन्स ही इज जितात्मा सक्सेस फेलियर कंफर्टेबल हाउ मच कंफर्टेबल अ प्रिंस वुड हैव बीन इन हिज पैलेस इमेजिन नॉट ओनली विल बी हैविंग जनरेटर्स बट विल बी हैविंग बैकअप जनरेटर्स Isn't it? And going and living in the forest, but cheerfully. Then you are Jitatma. The external environment, external inputs should not have an impact internally. Somebody calling you names. So he's going to talk about it all. First he says, Jitatmana Prashantasya. The Supreme One who is self-controlled and is peaceful is balanced in cold and heat. Shita Ushna. Sukha Dukkha. Very interesting. Sometimes cold is pleasurable. Now the season is starting. When cold will start becoming pleasurable. We also started switching on the fans now. Slowly air conditioners will be switched on. That time cold is sukham. But the same cold in December, January, dukkham.
before marriage, when the courtship is going on, what wants to come? In some people's case, turns into
Dukam.
I don't say some people, I'm not saying some people. Right? So,
Dukam, at the mental level, heat and cold at the physical level. In all these circumstances, he is balanced.
The Supreme One, who is self-controlled and peaceful, what is the proof that he is peaceful or not? There are people who are not able to change the situation that is happening. It's terrible cold and they cannot afford to have heater or coolant, all that. So grumpily they are sitting quiet. You can't say balanced. They are grumpy, right? Cheerful. Not because you are helpless. This is what he said. Matra Pashastu Kaunteya Shita Vishna Sukadukadaha Agama Payinaha Anityaha Tam Titikshaswa Bharada. Verse number 14, chapter 2. Matra Pashastu Kaunteya Shita Usna Sukadukadaha Agama Payinaha Anitya Tam Titiksha Swabharata. Remember the word Titiksha. What did we say? Enduring with what cannot be changed. Cheerfully. Putting up with inconvenience cheerfully. You have very little space for just five of you to live in the house. And suddenly some guests come, unannounced. Some 10 people have come. Cheerfully, you share whatever is available cheerfully. That's called titiksha. This is one great quality that we Indians have. Not many Westerners do have this. There are a lot of good qualities in Westerners also. But in India, but unfortunately, personally I started feeling now, this titiksha has come to a level where it's become what?
Dukam.
Tamasic. It's not putting up with inconvenience cheerfully. It is like...
Karna.
It's like you became very indifferent. That is not what he says. So the contact with the senses, external contacts bring both Shita, Krishna, Sukha, Dukkha. They all come and go, Arjuna. They are anitya. Isn't it? Winter came, went away. Now summer has come. Is it also go? Then again next day winter will come. Again it will go. I think it is Samuel Goldenshaw. I forget who said this. Oliver Wendell-Holmes, somebody said this. For him in vain, the envious season's role, who bears eternal summer in his soul. One of the most beautiful quotations. For him in vain, the envious season's role. Seasons become envious, it seems. We are going on changing, but this is not affecting this fellow now. For him in vain, the envious season's role, who bathes eternal summer in his soul. So, one who is Prashant Atma, who has his mind fixed in Atma, not on the senses. Not on the boundary, but in the core. From a relative level also I can say, if my focus is on the vision, and the vision and the goal, inconvenience and everything I put up, cheerfully. Because my focus is on the goal, weaker, moving. But if a person who has no goal, no idea, then he will be complaining about all these things.
similarly, if your focus is turned inward, turned toward Atma, you have conquered your senses. Then through the senses, heat and cold will be there. Obviously, senses will feel the heat and cold, the changes of the environment level. That will bring sukham and dukkham at the mind level. But what does he say? You'll be balanced. What does balance mean? What does it mean? Not only he is taking it, he is not expecting it to change also. You understand? He is not expecting it to change. And when it is changing, he is not resisting it also. There is no expectation or resistance.
Oh, winter is going. I don't want to resist. It may be a beautiful month in Delhi. Listen, I'm not going to.
I'm going to enjoy February. I'm going to enjoy March. I'm going to enjoy July also.
Because I am Jitatmana.
Seasons only will become envious.
So Jitatmana and Kritatmana are the same?
Yes. When it becomes 100% it is Sattva-Prajna. We studied that in the Sattva-Prajna portion also. One who is controlled, self-controlled, is Sattva-Prajna.
Jitatmana
is self-controlled. Sense is a mind control. When you conquer your mind 100%, you have realized yourself. You go to the state of no mind. To start with, what do you have to do? It doesn't matter whether you are able to quote Bhagavad Gita backwards and forwards like you do in the classes. Are you sense controlled to that extent you understood Gita and you are living it? Then to that extent you will be peaceful. You will be balanced in both pleasure and pain. Sukham and dukkha. Also in honor and dishonor.
Everything you
I want to know what others' opinion about me. Why is this happening? Because I don't have any self-esteem. You have a house or a property and you want to take loan over the property to run your business. Loan on the property. And you know this property in this area costs 100 crores, 50 crores, 20 crores, whatever that is. You go to the banker, and the banker says, he evaluates, right? He sends the person who evaluates the property. He says, I have this property, this is only 3 crores. What will you say?
Gone mad.
Have you gone mad? Baba, this is 50 crores, yeah? Which zamane mein are you? This is 50 crores. Right? Because you know the what? You don't know your work. You dress up. How do I look? How do you look? Why don't you look at yourself in the mirror? Why does it have to be that others, you understand, opinion has to bother you? Going on living just by the others' opinion. So here is it. Honor and dishonor doesn't bother. This is very difficult for us. You can see the Ushna and all that sometimes we manage. But wherever I am living, there are people who say, my honor is gone, I'll come to suicide. Immediately. It's a big thing for a warrior. For Arjuna, Krishna tells Arjuna, you know, if a soldier, as a warrior, if he dies on the battlefield, he is not bothered. But if people call him, he was a coward, he cannot take it. the second chapter, Lord Krishna says, Kutatva Akshmalavidam Vishamesam Upastitam Anadi Jishtam Aswarjitam Kirtikaram Arjuna Klaibhyam Matmagama Paratam Naitat Vaiva Padyati Shudram Kudaya Dalgalyam Chakto Dishtam Upastitam. Klaibhyam means you are functioning like either a man or a woman. To say this to somebody, a warrior like Arjuna, you better be careful. You go to bhajan and tell it, they will finish you. South India, it's your opinion, make it up, tell it. South India, you understand? But Punjab, if you say something and you touch it, you will be finished. You understand? For them, that pride, honor, you understand? It's necessary. It's the thing, they live for it. So this is even more difficult at intellectual level, how everybody is weighing you, especially your peer group. Isn't it? Especially your peer group. Right? How we live for others. Seldom do we live for others. Siddha Pranyal lives his life on his terms, not on anybody else's terms. It's not worth living your life on anybody else's terms. You become a puppet in the hands of people around you. Somebody is sitting somewhere and decides certain things and you are behaving like that. You do not have your own, you are not there. If you were there, you will have your originality. Is that originality can I? It's like, if I am going to repeat what my guru says, in the same way, I need not come here. Just send the tape recorder and the cassette. You understand? You take it in and bring it with your originality. You are not going to change the truth. Truth is only one. That's not going to change. But a presentation is different. Huh? Because you've taken it and through you it's coming. Through you, your guru is only speaking. And the guru tattva is speaking. But then it comes through you now. The originality. Otherwise, just send the template out from the cassette. That's enough. But what is happening if you see in life? Everybody, like if you see puppets are tied to fingers. And the fingers are moving, the puppets are moving. Like that you are moving. They are considering this as the honorable way. So you are therefore going to now start living like that. You don't take any fresh measurements. You don't take any assessments. Do you have a self-esteem or not? So he says, Jitatmana Prashantasya will be balanced in what? External pairs of opposites, internal pairs of opposites, any pairs of opposites will not touch him. And it doesn't mean he is a Siddha Prajna, therefore there won't be anybody who will be falling abuses at him. During Buddha's time, so many people were hurling abuses at Buddha. You know the story, how many abuses Sisupala was throwing at Krishna?
100.
He finished it. Right? So during Krishna's time also, people were abusing, hurling abuses at Krishna. During Buddha's time also, people were hurling abuses at Buddha. People will be hurling abuses. It doesn't really matter. No stone can ever turn itself into a statue without getting hit by chisel. Yeah? So many times chisel has hit the stone. Only then it becomes a statue. Similarly, if you want to grow in life, you should not be bothered about others' opinion. If others' opinion was factual, truthful, say thanks to them and change yourself. Let them keep their opinion at least for them. Do you have, you should live on your convictions, not on others' dictation. A human being is one who lives on his conviction. To thy own self with you, and if a follower strikes the day, thou canst not tell him false to any man. Sensation. You must live on your conviction, not on people's dictation. But if you analyze our life, just living on dictations, you do not have any original thinking. You do not have any original thinking. You go to the extent of suspecting whether you really exist. As a Tatvajna, is going to function in the same way whether the others are there or not. Oh, people are all looking at me, I might as well try to be a little diplomatic. That doesn't mean you foolishly get into trouble. What I'm trying to say is, he just lives his life as Muslim. That's all. Isn't it? If you see, if you say I've lived 50 years, 60 years, and let us say I've lived another 30 years, 20 years, 60 years if we are alive, how many days in our life do you think we would have lived our life with conviction? Very stunning if you could really come to some figure. Probably we have not lived even 1 minute. I'm just saying, we need to think about how many times do we live on our conviction, not on conditionings or dictations.
Yeah, conditioning
is very strong.
From childhood days, conditioning. Right?
Your mother
wife
was.
Hmm?
Your mother
wife was. Let them call you. Anything, just because my nose is pointed, you must be telling me. Now I'm going to take a file and then make it long. You understand? So what I'm saying is, they will be like, people just want to criticize. They can criticize anything.
Yeah, that will never stop. Somewhere or the other.
You take a call, you live your life. Jitatmana prashantasya. You will have peace of mind only when you bring your mind under your control. If you allow it, what will happen? Everybody, one will have a pull this time, one will have a pull that time, one will have a pull this time. Then you are like completely stretched. You don't know what to do. You are stretched. When Mahatma Gandhi walked in, I forget who it was, somebody went to England and from South India. So when he was sitting with all the dignitaries and they were about to start the lunch, fork, knife, everything was there, but he was eating with his hand. So they asked him, what are you doing? Why are you waiting? There are spoons, there are all these things in hand, why don't you use them? He said, I know my hands are clean. Sorry sir, I know my hands are clean. I am not saying you should not use your... We have that conviction. Do we have that conviction? It doesn't mean you should not... If you have been using your hands, you could not use your fork and knife. But you live your life. That Mahatma Gandhi walks in. They show in the movie also, Gandhi movie. Walking into the court, Lord Shirt. Now, whether you agree with everything Mahatma Gandhi did, or you may not agree with everything that he did, you salute him because he was a man of conviction. Understand? You may not agree necessarily with everything that he did, but you will say he lived on his conviction. You read Srimad Bhagavatam's book,
think principles and religion. He talks about circle of influence. What is your circle of influence? How much you can influence, how much you can influence. That determines whether you are a human being, whether you are a leader. In the most of our cases, we are only being influenced. And that is marketing. They go on creating their demand in you. Then they make you believe. That's the right way of living. You don't ask any questions. Fundamental things, if you ask questions, I wonder if we all have anything to contribute for it immediately. Don't look for answers though, but think about it. On what basis do we say this culture is the best? We have superior culture. Firstly, what is culture? Fundamental things we don't question. We say clothes. Why do we have to wear clothes as human beings? Animals don't wear clothes. And in that, this is very cultural, this is not so cultural. So think, you ask yourself a question, what is it? Therefore Vedanta keeps on saying, and the masters keep on saying, very rarely you find a person who can think. 99% of people go by the flow. Very rarely a person questions. And unless and until you question, you have not begun to live. You have not started your life.
पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति 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 मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्य सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि. Thank you.